somebody that you don't have here.
Huh?
Can you just list for me some kinds of nuts that there are? That maybe not the kind that you
Well, they have chestnuts down here, but they were planted. And then when I first married, we had chinquapin trees. But there was a disease got in the chestnut trees and the chinquapin trees here. And they all died out. And they planted, and the people did, a good many years ago here now, planted a great big chestnut. I have two friends that have them. Won't any of my folks up here eat the chestnuts? And so I can't eat them.
Are there any other kind of nuts that you use to cook with?
Walnuts, black walnuts. There's two black walnut trees out there.
Any other kind?
Just the pecans and the walnuts. Hickory, well, in the woods, yeah, there's hickory nuts and scalabox. They're just a little hot. They're good to eat, nice nuts if you can get them.
Are there any other kind of nuts you love?
Not that I know of, right?
You can buy in the store, maybe?
Well, you can buy the different almonds and those kind of things in the store, but they don't raise them here.
Okay.
Grapefruit. We did have pomegranate bushes here on the place when Marla cleaned up here, plowed up everything. These old pomegranate trees been here 100 years. Marla just plowed them up. Vicki and both of the girls were crazy about pomegranates. Of course, he should have preserved those, but...
Yeah, you don't have any left?
Huh?
Did he leave any?
No, he just got rid of all the pomegranates. He made the flowering pomegranate. We made a beautiful bush. But he leveled all that off.
Let's see. Do you ever use a kind of a strong vegetable that has a really strong odor and sometimes...
Cabbage?
That's not what I'm thinking of.
Onion?
Makes you cry, yeah.
Thought you meant cooked.
What kind of vegetables usually go in a gumbo?
What kind of vegetable?
Vegetables go in a gumbo or a soup.
We put okra and corn and tomatoes are the main things. And then you always put onion too.
If a piece of fruit's all dried up, what do you call that?
Just call it dried apples and dried peaches and prunes and things like that, you know. Dates, they are dried fruits.
And the skin gets all...
Yeah.
And what are the different kinds of beans you eat?
Different what?
What kind of beans?
Snap beans.
What are they like? The green ones?
Well, y'all call them green beans, I reckon. Snap beans like you see they eat at the table.
Yeah.
They have the early varieties and then the one that grows up on the vine and the early come just grow on a bush and just call them snap beans.
Are there any other kind of beans? Peas or?
Oh yeah, they have three or four varieties of field peas and little lady peas and green peas and all those kind of, there's a world of little peas.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of beans that you find in a pot?
That do what?
You found in a kind of a pot and you open it up and...
Well, the we had soybeans here that... But you mean something to eat, don't you? You didn't eat the sardine. Well, I don't know.
What about the tops of turnips?
Rutabagas and turnips.
Do you ever eat the tops of them?
Oh, yeah, the turnip greens, everybody's.